So your question is a really good fundamental question, just on how all of Yiddish guide works. On the one hand, we have Hashem himself, and for many people to, many people understand and relate to the fact that Hashem runs the world and we should build a personal relationship with Hashem, etc. The next stage after that is the Torah, that Hashem gave us the Torah. And obviously, Hashem without a life with Hashem without the Torah is a very different life than a life with Hashem with the Torah. There are many instructions, much guidance, much hashkafa perspective that we're supposed to have based on the Torah. So there's no question that the Torah is one of the most fundamental components that we have in Yiddishkeit. And it is super, super, super important, super, super, super fundamental. Many people relate to the actual written Torah that was given to us, as that is, directly given to Hashem, to Moshe Rabbeinu, etc., and many of the mitzvahs, etc., that are given there and the guidance that is given there. However, what is so, so, so fundamental and important to highlight is that one of the psukim in the Torah says, we are not supposed to veer right or left from the words that our sages in our generation tell us, like the Rashi there brings from the Midrash. It's specifically the judge and the people that are leading your generation. So again, this is going to become very, very complicated on the one hand, because it's who's considered the legit Talmid Chacham, the legit Tzaddik in each generation. But let's just assume for a moment that we're dealing with the legit leaders, the legit Tzaddik and the legit Talmid Chachamim of the generation. That is the requirement that Hashem has given us in order to understand the Torah. It is so it's such a basic fundamental that we need Torah Shebaal Peh to understand Torah Shebichsav. Almost all the mitzvahs you cannot understand if you don't have Torah Shebaal Peh. For example, Shabbos. We've got so many details about Shabbos. If you just look at the written Torah, there's barely anything written about Shabbos. There's one or two examples of things that it says that you cannot do, but all the intricate details are all based on Torah Shebaal Peh. The same as tefillin. You would not know the place to put tefillin. You would put it actually between your eyes, like the Apikorsim do. They put it literally between their eyes, not on their head on a certain spot, which is in line with between your eyes, etc., and many, many other examples of all the details of so many mitzvahs. It's all based on Torah Shebaal Peh, and there's no question, as we already have a pasuk in the Torah, that Hashem tells us that we are to listen to the Talmidei Chachamim, the leaders of our generation, in terms of the guidance of how to apply the Torah. Hashem could have very easily made a Torah that is just either just one and applicable for all the generations without any exceptions, or alternatively, even if it would change over the generations, he could have very easily just outlined to us exactly how it would change through generations from the start without needing to get the rabbis involved. But that's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem specifically, and there's many, many examples of this, many, many, many examples of tremendous, tremendously powerful, scary statements of what the way the Gemara brings that if a person does not give the honor to the Talmidei Chachamim and the Tzaddikim in the way that is appropriate, it's like being choilek on the Shechina. It's like arguing with Hashem. It's like dishonoring Hashem. The person who wants to have dveikus to Hashem, like the Gemara brings, should really, you can't connect to Hashem. Hashem is not something physical. So what should you do, says the Gemara? Connect yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. Connect yourself to the Tzaddikim of the generation, etc. So there's no question that Hashem places a very, very heavy emphasis on Torah Shebaal Peh, which ultimately leads to the guidance of the Tzaddikim and Talmidei Chachamim of our generation. Okay, so just to answer your question a little bit more directly, so you're asking, so what is the importance, therefore, of why is Gemara so important? So Gemara really is the statements of all the Talmidei Chachamim, the real legit Talmidei Chachamim and Tzaddikim of all the generations. Which again, sometimes we get confused. We think they're just people like you and I. These are people on a completely different caliber. Like these are people that literally they were able to revive dead people like easily. That was something, and many, many other things. The extent of who they were, the extent of their midas, extent of beyond anything we can comprehend. So they're in completely another league, and this is really where we're getting our real guidance to how we apply Torah, which is ultimately Hashem's real will and the real purpose of our lives in our generation. So that's really the importance of Gemara. If you're asking, as you know, to ask answer your question a bit more directly, what is the importance of Gemara? It's really, really the explanations of the real legit Tzaddikim and Talmidei Chachamim of our generations, all the already down to our generations. I mean, that's the extension of Gemara, and the more oral literature that we have in today is more in today's more modern Sfarim. But already starting from the earlier generations, from the Tanaim, Amoraim, etc., that give us the Hashem's perspective. Just a couple other points. You asked in terms of the importance of learning Gemara itself. So why is Gemara learning so important? So the truth of the matter is that the ultimate point of learning Gemara is actually in order to get to the final halacha. That is the highest form of learning. There is a whole section in Shulchan Aruch, just like we have other sections of halachas of learn, you know, such as Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kashrus, and the many, many other sections that we have. We have a section in halacha that is called Hilchas Talmud Torah that outlines the halachas of Talmud Torah, and it is very, very clear in the halachas of Talmud Torah that the highest form of learning and the objective of learning ultimately is for the sake of clarifying the final halacha. So if you're asking what's the ultimate highest form of learning Gemara, there's no question that the highest form of learning Gemara is to learn it, Aliba de Hilchasa, to learn the Gemaras, and eventually the Gemara leads to clarifying the halacha, and then one is clarifying the Torah in how it applies to us in our times. However, there's no question also that there is another component, as many, many bring, that there is tremendous value and it's tremendous mitzvah just to delve into the Torah itself for its own sake, even if one is not intending to get to the final halacha. Let's just say one's learning Gemara for its own sake, there's no question that's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah, as many, 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 many bring. And again, one of the reasons will be that you're learning the real Das Torah, you're learning the real Hashkafa. We all have our different opinions, but we can all suck it out. Our thumbs, we can try our best, but we don't have the real grounding and foundations like these greatest of the greats have. Firstly, their incredible minds, and more importantly, is the incredible holiness that they're really attached to a place of absolute Kedusha and real Emes. You know, so we're connecting to that. When we come out of our own thoughts and processing, and that's one thing, which is amazing, we're trying, but it's a completely another game when we're coming from a place of people that are so deeply connected to Hashem. You know, so we're gaining their Hashkafa and their thought process, etc. And as you bring also, there's no question, there's many elements of learning Gemara. Some bring that it's in order to, you know, the stipler brings that even though the ultimate is to learn Gemara, Alibid Hilchasa, really, to learn Halacha ultimately, proper Halacha, like learning Gemara, Alibid Hilchasa. However, he brings that the reason that many yeshivas spend many years learning Gemara, and that's like the focus when a person goes to yeshiva, it's in order to train one's mind how to think, how to learn Torah, which really one only has that opportunity when one goes to yeshiva for you know, that usually if a person has an opportunity, it's at the beginning, just after school, before one moves on with the rest of one's responsibilities in one's life, getting married, etc. One has that opportunity now to really delve into the Gemara. Then one has that opportunity to really learn how to learn, which is really the foundation of all of Yiddishkeit. So there's many, many different aspects and components here. I'll just add one more thing, just on what we spoke about before, and that is that to clarify really who is so. You know, there's no question that all the Tanaim and Amoraim are going to have tremendous value to us. You know, it's something beyond anything we can comprehend. They're like mamish, like malachim, like the Gemara says. Anyway, I won't go into imdo melachah kamalach Hashem tzvakos. How do you find like a legit Talmid Chacham if he's similar to you, like a malach of Hashem, like he's just got impeccable midas and he's got such incredible Torah learning and dedication and connection with Hashem and all the different aspects, which all the Tanaim and Amoraim are beyond anything we could begin to comprehend. The question is now, how do we apply that to our day and age? You know, the title rabbi means absolutely nothing in terms of Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik of our generation today. You know, it's relatively easy for a person to study certain things and we can get the title rabbi, but that does not mean anything in terms of a legit Tzaddik and Talmud Chacham for our generation. There's no question that there are a real legit Tzaddikim and Talmud Chachamim in our generation. There's no question that that is one of the most vital components of our Yiddishkeit, to connect to them and to find them and to seek their guidance, etc. As we said from the beginning, that is the whole foundation of Yiddishkeit. Emunas Chachamim is it's based on that. It's based on the guidance right from the beginning all the way till the end of that Mesoira that was passed from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down to the generation to generation to generation. And those that are, you know, what it takes a certain sense of humility to realize that we need the help of the Talmidei Chachamim. Like Korach said in his generation, he said, unfortunately, you know, it was a very big mistake. He said, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Everybody's holy. We don't need the tzaddikim. We don't need the Talmidei Chachamim of the generation. We can all be that transmission. We don't need them. And we know the, God forbid, the tremendously devastating outcome that happened to Korach and all of them who got swallowed up into the ground, etc. Because they argued. They argued that, you know, they didn't need. They said, we're all holy. We all only know it doesn't work like that. Hashem created the world in a way that we need the Torah. One could also argue, you don't need the Torah. I can do it without the Torah. No. You need the Torah. And you also need the Talmidei Chachamim who translate the Torah, who and the many other things that they do. The Tzaddikim and the Talmidei Chachamim of the generation who make it practical for us in our generation. So now, the question is, how do I find the real legit Tzaddikim and Talmidei Chachamim of our generation? So this is the golden question. This is because if you found them, you're literally, you know, there's, you found everything. The Arizal brings that every single generation has even one Tzaddik, who's really the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation. You know, so if one could find that tzaddik, that would be unbelievable. You've literally found the Moshe Rabbeinu. So, but how do you do it? But and even if the other says every tzaddik has components of Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, every tzaddik and Talmid Chacham. So how does one find that tzaddik, Talmid Chacham, etc.? So there's no question, what, like anything in life, one's really got to seek the real emes. One's going to put one's own ego aside and really try to find who really seems to me, not just because of I like the things they say and it connects with me, and I connect with it because it's comfortable for me and it's convenient, but rather really, really, really seeking the emes, the truth of who seems like a really legit tzaddik and Talmid Chacham, and really like a legit appropriate emissary to continue this chain from Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. You know, and some will qualify and some don't really qualify. Some qualify in some aspects. They might be knowledgeable, but their midas are really, really falling short. And others, you know, might have amazing midas, but their Torah knowledge is really falling short. And it takes a lot to qualify to be able to be in this category, but there certainly are many, many that do qualify. So now what does one do? One can really try their best. And like we always speak about, the ultimate ishtadlus that you can do in any area, be it you're trying to find a zivug, be it you're trying to find parnasa, you don't know what to do, how to do chinuch with your children, and also in this area, how to find the real guidance for you. You can dive into Hashem and you can ask Him, Hashem, I'm trying to find the legit. I know how important, I've learned how important Torah Shebaal Peh is, and by extension, that to find the Talmid Chachamim and Tzaddikim of our generation. And we know how many fakes there have been over the generations of people that appear to be righteous, but they're really not. They're really not real legit Tzaddikim and Talmid Chachamim. So how do I know, Hashem, I'm finding the right person? How do I know? And you ask Hashem, please, Hashem, I'm asking you to guide me. And the more sincere you are in this tefillah, you can throw in a 30-second tefillah, or you can throw in a half an hour tefillah every day and ask, please Hashem, guide me to this, to the right leaders, and you know, and guide me to the highest places that I can really, really, truly understand your Torah in the true sense of the word, how it applies to our generation, halacha and in ashkafa, and in just how to live my life. So Bezrat Hashem, we should all merit to reach out to Hashem, to ask Him to find the real tzaddikim and guy and Talmid Chachamim of our generation to connect to, and what's specifically appropriate for our neshamas to connect to, and at the same time just to realize the tremendous value and importance that Hashem places on the Torah, not only the written Torah but also the oral Torah, how really that's really His mission statement for us in the world, and how important it is, what a privilege we have to also learn, be it Gemara or other areas of the Torah. We're so privileged, we should all merit to the highest levels of Emunah and Bitachon.